The ride-sharing service Uber has apologised to a blind man who was refused service by one of its drivers and then abused by another because they didn't want his guide dog in their cars. The passenger concerned was Australia's former Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graeme Innes, who not surprisingly was in no doubt about his rights. Nick Grimm reports.
This is the pitch that the international ride-sharing giant Uber makes to those keen to use their own car to generate an income.
Welcome to Uber. Drivers are our most important partners, and we appreciate all you do to keep Uber running smoothly.
Uber's website promises drivers can turn their vehicle into a money machine and they can be their own boss. It attracts those with an independent spirit, but as Graeme Innes recently discovered, that can include a sense of independence from anti-discrimination laws. Graeme Innes has a disability, he's vision impaired, and the Sydney lawyer travels with a guide dog. Just before Easter, he needed to visit his daughter in hospital and booked a trip with Uber.
And the first one that turned up refused to take me because I travelled with a guide dog. He said that he had a new car, it had cost him $90,000, and he wasn't prepared to have animals in the car.
After refusing to allow Graeme Innes into his car, the driver cancelled his booking, meaning Mr. Innes then incurred a small fee for his trouble. He then had to request another Uber car.
And that driver, because I was a bit more frustrated, I actually just opened the door and got in the car, and he also didn't want to take me. He was much less friendly or reasonable than the first guy and yelled a lot and drove in a pretty scary manner. He finally did agree to take me to the hospital where I had to pick up my daughter.
Treatment like that was simply not on for Australia's former Disability Discrimination Commissioner, and Graeme Innes wasted no time lodging a complaint.
I think I put it on Twitter first, and then they responded on Twitter, and I lodged two complaints with them via email. They refunded the fares immediately, but I also said that I would like compensation, and I'd also like to be made aware of the disciplining of the drivers, and I gave them 7 days to respond to that. And I didn't get a response, so I lodged the two complaints under the Disability Discrimination Act with the Human Rights Commission. But I think that the matter didn't progress up the corporate chain very quickly until I lodged the DDA complaints. Once I did that, I've had a pretty positive response from Uber. 2 days after I lodged the complaints, they contacted me. They've advised me about how the drivers were disciplined, and I'm satisfied with that.
Uber says it provides information to its drivers explaining that they're legally obliged to carry assistance dogs. An Uber spokesman providing AM with the following statement.
We have resolved the individual issue about the isolated incident. We believe that everyone should be able to get access to reliable and affordable transport, including those with accessibility needs and assistance dogs.
Uber says it's also working with disability advocates on improving its processes. Graeme Innes, meanwhile, says he believes problems like his experience with Uber and previously in taxis indicate the problem is by no means an isolated one.
It certainly disappoints me. I suppose it doesn't surprise me now because I've had this experience on a number of occasions. What you get sometimes is a rogue driver who either knows and doesn't want to obey or just doesn't know the rules properly.
And that is Graeme Innes, the former Disability Commissioner.